I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The real estate sector took a hit in the first half of 2025. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller reports.
Real estate activity, quote, softened during the first half of 2025 as both the value and volume of traded properties fell. The total value of property transactions fell by more than 5% to $626 million. The Economics and Statistics Office says the number of property transactions fell by more than 12%, largely driven by a more than 15% drop in freehold transfers. In contrast, leasehold transfers rose by almost 20%, showing some renewed interest in shorter-term or commercial property arrangements. The ESO says the overall decline suggests a, quote, cooling in property deals, particularly within the high-value leasehold segment. The level of real estate transactions remains above pre-pandemic benchmarks, signaling, quote, continued resilience and underlying demand in the property market. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full Economics and Statistics Office semi-annual economic report at eso.ky. Cabinet met on January 14th and approved several key initiatives. Government confirmed funding adjustments across multiple ministries, including supplementary appropriations for health, education, and social development. Cabinet also approved new board appointments for the Trade and Business Licensing Board and Appeals Tribunal. Additionally, government approved construction of an agriculture commercial center and authorized amendments to customs tariff regulations affecting trade and border control policies. It is the first long weekend of 2026, and if you're looking to snag some fresh air, there's an event with your name on it.
This Sunday, January 25th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Garden Club of the Cayman Islands and the Queen Elizabeth II Park are hosting our annual Family Fun Day at the Botanic Park.
Park manager John Lowris tells Radio Cayman the event will include games, arts and crafts, music and refreshments, a magic show, and balloon art. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has criticized Europe for not building greater strategic autonomy. Speaking in Davos, he said it was good planning for the future, but avoided taking action today. Donald Trump has presided over a signing ceremony inaugurating his Board of Peace. He expressed his belief that it'll help forge what he called a glorious and everlasting peace for the Middle East and the wider world. The film Sinners has set a new Oscars record with 16 nominations. The vampire period horror is on a list of 10 for Best Picture, alongside One Battle After Another and Marty Supreme. The United Nations is warning that more than 30 million Nigerians could go hungry this year due to global aid budget cuts. It says around 3 million children are at risk of severe malnutrition, with conditions already dire in states hit by conflict. A search is underway off the coast of Mauritania for 7 soldiers reported missing after attempting to rescue a naval vessel caught in fishing nets. Several people have been injured in the third train accident in Spain in less than a week. The commuter train hit a crane but didn't derail. The injuries sustained by passengers are minor. The Council of Europe has said it's extremely concerned about prison overcrowding in France. The human rights organisation says more than 6,000 inmates are sleeping on mattresses on the floor. The Taliban-run Supreme Court in Afghanistan has released a young woman athlete who'd been arrested by morality police for secretly teaching Taekwondo to men and women. She was accused of violating Sharia law after women without hijabs were seen training with men. BBC News.